It's graduation season, and it's always interesting to see who colleges choose to give the commencement speeches. And it's stressful, too, if you're chosen, I would think, because you have a short period of time to deliver to graduates the most important advice they'll ever hear in their life before starting their adult career, right?
I mean, here's the thing, though. If you're not up for it, you can just say no.
I know, but
just
everybody,
say no.
It's such an honor. But I was thinking about it because a couple days ago, Boston University had their graduation and they had the CEO of Warner Brothers and he got booed because of the writer's strike.
Bad timing, man. Should have said no.
Oh, I mean,
you seem like you'd be a guy that most people would kind of, you know, embrace or whatever and be like, you know, they're responsible for some of the biggest things that I've seen, life-changing movies or events that, you know, I witnessed or whatever. And then you realize, no, he's just a CEO. He was in oil 6 months ago. What's the difference?
They chanted, pay your writers.
Yeah.
Pay your writers. But imagine if you were selected. You were selected to give the commencement speech at a major university, and you only have 30 seconds to give the most powerful speech of your life, the advice that they would have forever. Raven, let's start with you.
Oh,
we're
going
to judge.
Yeah.
Raven, producer John, producer Sean, myself, we're going to give our best speeches. Who gives the best advice in 30 seconds? And to make it more nerve-wracking, I'm going to use my timer right here.
You have
Ooh.
It?
Yeah.
You
Raven,
ready to go?
One, two, three, go, Raven.
Never be afraid to take chances, even as you get older. My best advice is take the most chances right now because nobody's really going to hold you responsible. Mistakes are cheaper right now. When you're young, when you first get out of school, that's the time. We change careers more than ever nowadays. And you know, even though you're finished with your formal education, or maybe your life's education is far from over. It involves trial and error. Wins and losses, glory and heartbreak.
That's it. It's over.
What?
That's your 30 seconds. I don't even know what you said.
Coming around to the cap right there, man.
You were coming around to a point, though, at some point, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that was going to happen.
Say chances again.
Okay.
I know, but I was going to wrap it up with the chances at the end with the bow there.
Listen, I'm sure it was going to be great.
Yes.
All the graduates fell asleep. They were like, when is he going to get to the point? Right?
I mean, I've been to a speech before. They were very long. I'm just saying it couldn't have been worse than the guy from Warner Brothers.
All right.
Couldn't have been worse.
Producer John, here is your turn. Let me reset the clock.
Okay.
All right. You have 30 seconds to give the most important advice to the graduates. On your mark, get set, go.
Go.
I remember when I was your age, I followed my passions. I prioritized great memories and experiences over the blind pursuit of money. I am here to tell you today that that was a terrible decision. My name is John Kamal, and I am a motivational speaker. I am 36 years old. I am divorced, and I am a few bad weeks away from living in a van down by the river.
Good.
Are you an artist, a painter, a musician like myself? That's great. You should do that. But seriously, don't get a degree in it. Make some money. Okay? Get that gravy train a rolling.
That's it. That's it. That's your time.
Well, that was pretty much the point.
I mean, you did get a good point across. Basically, like, if you love the arts, you're going to be poor one day.
It's going to be a problem.
It's
going to be a problem.
I don't know if that's the motivation I would give.
No, but
sellout.
It's real.
Sellout was the
sellout. Just be a sellout.
Listen, it's cool if you like that other stuff, but it's not going to feed you.
All right. Now we're going to have my speech and producer Sean's speech. We have a few more minutes to prepare it. See if we can go with those. It's coming up next. It is graduation commencement speech time. Tom Hanks is going to be giving his speech tomorrow night at Harvard.
Don't blow it, Tom.
Gayle King just gave one at her alma mater, did a great job. Then Warner Brothers CEO got booed for the writer's strike at Boston University.
I mean, who's waiting for that guy to show up anyways, right? You're kind of like,
Now, if you missed it, producer John gave his 30-second commencement speech, the best advice that you can give to the graduating class, and basically you told the graduates not to go into the arts because you'll never have money.
That's right. Sell out. I've been there.
Yes. Okay.
I've done the research.
Mm-hmm. Raven, I'm not sure because after 30 seconds, he still hadn't gotten to his point.
Take chances. Make mistakes. Do them now, early in life.
And when in doubt, be vague.
Yeah.
You know what? Can't stand you.
So here's what we're going to do. We have 30 seconds. Producer Sean and I have 30 seconds each. If we're going to give the best advice to the graduating class, but you only have 30 seconds to do it, what would it be? Producer Sean, you want to go first? Let me set my timer.
I'm ready.
Go!
Dear you, you go, you. You've achieved things, many things. You do good. Don't look behind, but ahead. World? World is big. Be change, world. Leave destruction in your path in good way. Money? get it. Success, grab it. Fear, dumb. Now go forward, you. Do things, great things.
He did it in 25 seconds.
I was going to say, in 5 seconds to spare.
It was so good.
It was kind of like a bohemian, like, spoken word thing going on there, too.
You know what it was? It was the exact opposite of yours, Robin. Yeah. It was literally as far on the other side of the spectrum as it could be.
I don't know about you guys, but I feel inspired.
If it was like it was like Dr. Seuss. It was fantastic.
Or AI, but yes.
Yeah.
It was good. It was good.
All right, my turn. All right, Sean, do you want to do the timer for me?
Yep.
Okay. Ready? Tell me when to go.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Go.
When opportunities arise, always say yes, because even if the opportunity scares you, it can bring you great things. At the store, someone goes into labor and a random lady yells, "Is there a doctor here?" You stand up and raise your hand. You figure it out. You're a doctor now. On a plane, the pilot has a heart attack. The flight attendant screams out, "Is there someone that can fly the plane?" You sprint to the cockpit. Welcome to the air, Captain. You can do it. And if you screw it up, first you run. And then you try again.
That's it.
Boom!
Very nice job.
I think y'all said like 8 seconds left. I'm pretty sure yours was mine paraphrased. Take chances. Which, by the way, how do you sprint out of the plane?
No, you sprint to the cockpit.
Yeah, but after that.
When you crash the plane?
No.
Oh.
My takeaway from that was just like work really hard so one day you can be a hero and all the attention can be on you and all the love and adoration. Anna, listen, I just want you to, we all love you. It's okay.
Right.
You don't have to land the plane.
Listen, what if somebody has to land the plane? It's going to be me. Probably very poorly, but I'll get it in the Hudson River, all right?
Happy graduation.